This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
My name is Kristen Pogreba Brown, and I am an associate professor at the Zuckerman College of Public Health at the University of Arizona. And my specialty is infectious disease epidemiology. And I'm going to be talking a little bit today about what is an outbreak. So an outbreak is when we have cases of disease that are higher than we expect. So that could mean that we have either an unknown case or an unknown disease, kind of like what we saw at the very beginning of COVID, or we just have a lot more cases of disease than we would expect. So it could be, for instance, that we're seeing a lot of flu cases in the middle of the summer or dengue cases, which we don't typically see in Tucson very often. So when those increases in cases happen, public health conducts what we call an outbreak investigation. And there's really two ways that we find outbreaks, and they're what I call the obvious and the not so obvious. So using foodborne as an example, because that's a pretty common one that we do for outbreak investigations, the obvious would be you have a potluck and you talk to your friends later and everybody spent that evening in the bathroom. That is not something that was common. It's not something that we would expect to happen. Those are higher numbers. So that's the obvious. And then the not so obvious is when you have cases where they don't know each other, but they might have eaten the same thing. So when you see really large outbreaks in the news across different states, that's because all of those individual people got sick, went to their healthcare provider and got tested, and then conducted a case investigation. So they answered questions from somebody from a local or state health department about all the foods they ate. And then quietly behind the scene, all of those public health people are putting all of that information together and linking up both the pathogen that made people sick and the exposures that they all said that they ate. And so these types of outbreaks often lead to hundreds or even thousands of people becoming sick. But often what we see is really just the tip of the iceberg because there's only so many people that are going to go get tested and then follow through with their provider. So if you get sick and you want to know why, you want to seek healthcare and potentially get tested. If you know many other people who also became ill, it's always a good idea to reach out to your local health department and let them know, and they will follow up with that. So generally, ways to stay safe from an outbreak are things like washing your hands, especially when you're prepping food or after the bathroom, getting vaccinated. So finally, at the University of Arizona's College of Public Health, we have a training program for students to investigate outbreaks and routine cases of infectious disease through a program called SAFER. And we work alongside epidemiologists at the state and local health departments on everything from foodborne outbreaks to mosquito-borne diseases such as West Nile and vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles. These are some fundamental public health actions that often take place behind the scenes in our community. If you're interested in learning more about how public health is investigating outbreaks in your community and what diseases are reportable, check out the Pima County Health Department's website. Along with the state of Arizona's website, they go through all the different diseases that they follow up on and all the different steps that they take. My name is Kristen Pogreba Brown, and I'm associate professor at the College of Public Health.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.